lies and gossip will destroy the world. Good day and welcome to another episode of State of Mind with JB. Please sit back and enjoy this episode titled Lies and Gossip. It's simple just to go out lying about a person if you're not sure what the person is doing. It's simple to go out and sit with your friends and gossip about other people, because you cannot lie alone, because you cannot gossip alone. You have to have a friend who does that with you. And remember this thing: when you don't have a friend who gossips, you will never ever find yourself gossiping about other people. People mostly say like gossip is done by girls alone. In most cases, yes, it's done by them, but it doesn't have a gender. Okay, gossip can also be done by the other, by the males, by boys, by men. They stand there and they talk lies about you. Okay, imagine if you're a person who is working, and at your workplace, people tend to gossip about you. Yes, they will make you the topic of the day. But at the same time, when you go and find out, you will be angry. The reason that I say it destroys the world: those who gossip about you will eventually become your mortal enemies. Okay, those who lie about you, they will say lies to bring you down. That's why I'm saying gossiping and lies are very wrong. And sometimes gossip, if you can go and check in some instances, some gossip and some lies, they go to the state of destroying someone's marriage. Because to gossip is spreading false rumors, is spreading false information about a person. And imagine if you can sit there on your own and just, if you are alone, it will never come to your head gossiping, lying about other people. It will never ever come. But the minute you get a person or a friend who entertains and enjoys gossiping and lying about other people, it's like, that's why in the Bible they say to us, the tongue can set the bush on fire. That's what they meant. They meant that what the tongue can do, most of the case can be undone. Okay, because once you utter some words, once you lie, or once you gossip, you have made sure that you are ruining another person's life. That's why I'm saying lies and gossiping will be the end of the world. Okay, and if you are a person, you know that you don't do these things, they will hate you. Those who enjoy doing them, who enjoy lying about other people. If you are a man who is straight, who doesn't lie, a woman who is straight, who doesn't lie, if you are a man who is straight and doesn't gossip, they will hate you. If you are a woman who doesn't gossip and you go straight, they will hate you. Most of the time, such people who do not gossip or spread lies, to others, they seem strict. Okay? They say those people are difficult. They say those people are too hard to live with. Because those people embrace one thing and one thing only. the truth. People would like you to be with them. Spread lies, lie about other people. That's how people are. But when you do not do those things, when you do not lie about other people, when you do not sit down and gossip, I repeat, those who do so will hate you. Okay? They will say a person is too strict. They will say that you are not fun to be around, because you do not go out sitting and enjoying lying about people. What does gossiping and lying deliver for us? Two things only, or one mostly. It ruins other people's lives, okay? And the other one, it results in people hating each other. What do you think? At the beginning, people can be friends, okay? They can enjoy one another. They can enjoy helping one another. But the minute they find out one is lying, going out and spreading lies, which is resulting to gossip. You know, it's just that lies and gossip are not different. No, they are one thing, to be honest. It's because lies are the beginning of gossiping. Okay? That's what lies are. Lies are the beginning of gossiping. If there are no lies, there is no way that there's gonna be any gossiping about any person. So you have to understand that gossiping and lies will produce gossiping. Gossiping and lies will produce hatred amongst people, and hatred will cause division. Okay, divisions amongst people. It's not like it's something which we say is something we have to embrace. We do not have to embrace it, but we have to speak to one another. I would say that why would I come and I would lie about a person? What's nice about sitting down and gossiping? You know, if people were to focus on their own, on cases, on story, on life, the world would be a better place. Okay? We would just greet each other here and there. We would work together. But due to gossiping, due to lies, I'm telling you, those two things, look to them and look at them carefully. Sometimes that's why you find out there are people who prefer to do things alone. Okay? That's what they tell me. Once my late father said to me, is that you don't know a person. You don't know. It was like, you're playing. You don't know people out there. Okay? You will find them seated, speaking. You will assume they're speaking good things. Just to arrive there, find out they're gossiping, they're lying about others. Okay? They are interested in another person's life. That's how the people are. Okay? It's better sometimes to work alone. Okay? To avoid finding yourself in such quarrels. Lies and gossip, they will continue to tear down the world, because people think it's nice to sit down and gossip about others. I say, if they gossip, if you are a person and you do not gossip about anyone, you do not spread lies, here's what will happen. You as a person who is straightforward, it's a must. that they will lie, spread lies about you. It's a must that they will gossip about you, because they want to know what, how is this person. Since you're not talking to them, you are straightforward. You know, people, I have recently seen that they said this other girl is trick. This other girl is, has an attitude. I know that girl. I speak to that girl. It's girls who say so. Girls who, like, they share an apartment or a space, or they stay together with her. And I say to, as once someone said they had a meeting where I stayed as girls just to discuss their issues. What you find out was that that certain girl who they say has issues is a friendly person to me. Why? Because I find her to be straightforward, to be those type of people who you say they don't tolerate nonsense. Straightforward people. Because people enjoy sitting, gossiping, lying about each other. It's like if you don't do what they're doing, they will have a problem with you. Okay? That's how life is. If I'm not dancing to the same tune as you, and if I'm listening, like if I'm listening to a different song, different genre, you will say I'm playing boring music. You see, that's how life is. People tend to be like that. Whilst on the other hand, you have to understand that we will never be the same. Okay? Focus on what's yours, and another person will focus on what is his. Lies will just, it's not going to be the problem of this generation only. It's going to also be the problem of the next generation and the upcoming generation. Because if we were to look at the Bible, what do you assume that they did when they were speaking about Jesus? That was gossiping when they were doing the conspiracies to take out the life of Jesus. Okay? If it started there, obviously, it's going to be here, and it's going to be a difficult problem to solve and wipe it out is something which is never going to be possible to do, because people assume to sit and lie about others is nice. I say to you, focus on yourself. Entertain yourself. If you are alone, the only best way to make happiness or have happiness is to be busy. Busy working on something which you will reap the rewards of. Gossips and lies, you'll only reap pain when the person who you gossip or lie about becomes successful in whatever they're doing. I'm JB State. Never be too shy to express yourself. Thank you.